Dickinson. Dickinson versus the Wizard of Oz in masked wrestling. An unfair contest. But oh, everybody needs puddings. Dickinson always wins, because she never changes her clothes. That's how she caught that flashy wizard off his guard. Dickinson doesn't care for worldly thanks, or does she? She truly doesn't. Just her hair. And that's only to be automatic friends with black people. So again, touche for the Dickinson camp. Let's go through her advantages. One, her boundless sense of humor. About A, herself. Myself. And B, her boundless sense of humor about others. The Wizard of Oz does have his humor going for him oft-times, but when he's bad, it's horrendous off. Does he have a sense of humor about himself? Let us think. Yes, I'll say yes. Can you support that? Failing to think of a supporting example, we must needs retract that virtue claimed for the wizard, pending further study. Onward for Dickinson! Award for Dickinson! Right. There be the crux of his matter. The crux of the mutter. The mother. The mother. Hear the sound of changing the subject. Specimens preserved. Preserved in formaldehyde to examine at the collector's whim. Collection, none of it living, none of it able to respond, just kind of floating, suspended. In poison. The wizard, he's thoroughly poisoned himself with his own toxic collection. Here's where Dickinson makes a winning move. She stops reading. Into things. She stops reading into things. Thank you. to talk to God on the back of an envelope anymore. That is her favorite. That is her want. Aw, alas. Friend, that is now her won't. What shall she do? She'll find God inside herself, where he was all along, not even hiding. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.